Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Go ahead and grab your coffee because we are jumping right into everything that went on in Hollywood this past week. So yes, after much speculation from fans, official reports are out that Kylie Jenner is pregnant with baby number two. Fans are speculating because during the reunion, she refused to take a shot of tequila. She also posted old pictures on her birthday and began posing in ways that would cover her stomach. And though she might have fooled us once, she cannot fool us again with the same tricks. Fans totally lost it when Caitlyn Jenner said that she had a grandchild on the way, even though she didn't confirm which of her children that grandchild was to come from. And then from there, major outlets were getting confirmation from sources that are close to Kylie saying, of course, it is her. They say this time around, she's not planning on keeping it a secret, though neither her nor Travis have confirmed these rumors yet. The two share a 3-year-old daughter named Stormy, and though they've split, they never officially really got back together, but they've began posting pictures together again and acting very cozy. She was asked during the reunion if she plans on settling down and getting married, and she says not anytime soon. But she's always been vocal about wanting more children. A source told People, quote, "They're not putting any pressure on their relationship. They get along and things are great. They both want to be as present as possible for Stormy. Kylie and Travis have worked hard to create a family situation. They love each other. Everyone is very proud of how mature they are. Stormy is the happiest little girl. It's all benefiting her," unquote. So I think this time around we're going to get a YouTube video of her pregnancy journey a little sooner than last time, and maybe even confirmation that her and Travis are back together. Scarlett Johansson also kept her pregnancy a secret for as long as she possibly could, but she and Colin Jost have officially welcomed their first baby boy together last week. On Instagram, she announced that the baby's name is Cosmo, and he joins Scarlett's 6-year-old daughter in the family. This exciting news comes in the middle of her suing Disney for the Black Widow release, so she definitely has a lot of headlines swirling around her name right now, but luckily, she's only speaking out on the positive news. And the internet has been going crazy over the baby news this week, but almost nothing beats the photos of Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz that sparked rumors of a relationship we didn't know we needed. Once the photos were released, they didn't stop releasing. They're seemingly the most busy and giggly couple in Hollywood right now. They're constantly spotted laughing together while shopping, bike riding, or grabbing a coffee. Neither have really confirmed these rumors of them being together romantically, but the hugging and the PDA in the photos kind of speaks for itself. And while they are in the puppy love phase, Amber Rose's man, Alexander Edwards, is definitely in the doghouse. He's the father of her son, and she put him on public blast, claiming that he has cheated on her with at least 12 different women. She also claims the women knew that he was in a relationship, so she blasted them as well. She said, quote, "I'm tired of being cheated on and getting played behind the scenes. All 12 of you bums, the ones I know of, there are probably more, can have him. You very much knew that he was in a relationship with a baby and decided to go after him anyways. I saw the texts and the DMs. You were aware, but you don't owe me any loyalty, so it's whatever. I can't be the only one fighting for my family anymore." She then went on to explain how he took advantage of her for so long because of circumstances that she was used to, including saying her mother was a narcissist, and this was the type of behavior she allowed in her life. Either way, it seems like she's had enough of the back and forth, and I think when you have a kid, you have to kind of set an example, and sometimes leaving someone who's not treating you right is a better example than sticking around in a broken family. Good for her. Okay, so switching gears to the music world, Kendrick Lamar says he's working on a new album. However, he's also said it will be the last album for Top Dog, the label that he's released his last 4 albums with. Their roster includes huge names like SZA, Schoolboy Q, and J-Rock, but the reason that he's leaving them remains a mystery. Actually, all he said about it was, quote, "I feel joy to have been part of such a cultural imprint after 17 years. The struggles, the successes, and most importantly, the brotherhood. May the Most High continue to use Top Dog as a vessel for candid creators as I continue to pursue my life's calling." It's unclear if he'll sign with someone new or wait a few more years to figure out what he really wants to do in terms of expressing himself, Because of the uncertainty, many fans are sad at the thought of this being his final album, but I wouldn't worry too much. So Kendrick dropping this potential final album is obviously sad news, but this is followed by very, very sad news. Charlie Watts has died at the age of 80. He is the drummer for the world-famous Rolling Stones, and many huge names in music have paid tribute to the late legend. Everyone speaks very highly of him and attributes much of the band's success to him. This is crazy, too, because they just recently released music and were even touring. I mean, they were set to come here to LA in, like, less than a month. To see some amazing photos of his time in the band, check out the link in my show notes. And while the Rolling Stones are mourning a major loss, Nirvana is defending itself in a lawsuit. So, 30 years after the release of their album titled Nevermind, they're being sued by the baby used on the album's cover. The now adult is suing the band for $2.5 million, saying that he has lifetime damages from the images exposing his intimate body parts and displaying his genitals. He says his name is, quote, forever tied to the commercial sexual exploitation he's experienced as a minor, which has been distributed and sold worldwide from the time he was a baby to the present day, unquote. Now, if we're being honest, although I see how this could definitely be traumatizing, it might be difficult to sue the band for child exploitation when your parents likely had to sign these photos over to the band. I'm sure the band covered their asses in whatever document the boy's parents signed. We likely won't get any updates on this because I do think that it will fade pretty quickly, but if I see anything, I'll let you know. Lastly, in the music world, I really hate to report on this because we were getting so excited after Britney just got released from her father's hold. But look, I'm here to report the news, so I have to say it. Following the great news, Britney is under investigation after allegedly assaulting an employee. The police were called to her home last week when one of her employees who works in her home claimed that Britney struck her. Apparently, no one was injured, but this is a misdemeanor for assault. Her lawyers say the claims are very much over-dramatized for tabloid use, and we've seen this happen to her before, so I wouldn't be surprised if it was happening again. Her lawyer also said the reports should have been closed immediately when the police arrived and saw that no one was injured. Claims like this have to be taken to court if there's anything that the employee can do to prove that Britney did strike her. So, again, I'll be following it, but I think it's probably going to be a dead claim. And ending on a high note per usual, we've been talking about Ben and Jen for way too long, and we've forgotten about the other Jen. Jennifer Gardner is doing so well. Aside from being the mom of Instagram, sharing her sweet moments with her kids and bread recipes, she's also sparking relationship rumors. And that's right, just like Ben, she's gone back to a familiar face. She was spotted this week in New York City with ex John Miller, and while it looks casual, I'm going to assume that it's not, and she's moving on and moving up. That's right, I said it. That's it for this week's headlines. Don't forget, you can read more details on each by clicking the link in my show notes. If you have any headlines you want covered or have thoughts on this week's, please DM me on Instagram at MeganTheMorningPodcast, and I will be back next week to catch you up on the latest pop culture news.